thought of moving back to Canada, but Sloan wouldn't let him leave. Dragan Smrzlic recently became the director of town's tourist board. He wants to make others fall in love as well with the town he has kept in his heart since he was a little boy. And he's succeeding. In the last 4 years, the number of tourists has more than doubled. Dragan sees Sloan and the area as the perfect destination for active tourism. And not only that.
We have over 180 kilometers of cycling routes. So we also have Nordic walking paths, festivals. Sloan is becoming more and more popular for these kind of festivals, especially for young people. And a lot of people come for honeymoons because of this one TV show they shot in Rostock. And then after that, it got really, really popular in Korea. And then after that, we have a really big boom from the Korean guests and also from East Asia.
Sloan, Rostock, and the whole area have a special place in history, especially during the rule of Napoleon. Beautiful waterfalls, endless fields, rich forests, but also many interesting historical ruins are something you can't see only in one day.
Our main goal is try to get guests to stay longer than they usually do now. Sloan is a transit city, so they now stay for only one night. My main goal while I'm here is maybe to try to make guests stay for two nights. That would be big success for us, and we would like to make Sloan one of the main continental destinations in Croatia.
Another local who's helping this happen is Igor Obrovac, an enologist who's been producing what he calls the first wine from Sloan, and also for now he's the only wine producer in the area. It all started as a hobby.
Everybody looked at me and said, come on, wine, what is wrong with you? I mean, you finished your university, are you get crazy or what? We hope that you are going to be normal when you come back from Zagreb. I said, the soil is okay, there is a lot of sun in this area. I know, in history, I know that in this area was a lot of vineyards. So I said, come on, what the hell, let's rock.
For now, Igor has only two types of wine, Chardonnay and Regent. Igor's Chardonnay has already won a special prize and is considered good quality wine. It's something really special, explains Igor.
We can find some position and produce some kind of wine that you cannot find anywhere other in the world, because we are very cold climate and we are on the beginning of the mountains in Croatia. It's typical soil, and that all produce typical flavors in wine and typical for this area, and why shouldn't we?
His wine is sold exclusively in one restaurant in Sloan. At home, he has a small wine cellar, but soon he's planning to build a bigger one and come up with a special program for tourists. He wants to take everything slow.
Step by step, I said, okay, take it easy, and I want to produce and to sell this wine in 1 or 2 years, and if I can do this, I will start to plant more vineyards. Maybe, I don't know, 2 hectares will be enough for me. Now I have 0.5 hectare.
Igor is modest, but having the first and only wine produced in Sloan is not a small thing. In the meantime, Dragan is coming up with other activities to show you what makes this area so special. This part of Croatia may be poor and often overlooked, but it's rich in spirit. Most of all, it shows that young Croatians with good ideas and courage can go far, anywhere in the world.